The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
I would like to say, or I'm going to say something that's maybe provocative, and that is that there's a way of knowing, a way of being mindful, which has no intelligence in it whatsoever. It's not stupid, because then it has to be doing something. You know, because, you know, being stupid is an activity. but there's also no intelligence in the knowing. It's kind of just, there's a way of knowing which is completely neutral. It just knows. Because it's so neutral, so simple, so it doesn't do anything except to know, it can highlight all the things that we add to it. And we can see more clearly that I'm always judging or evaluating, or I'm always taking it personally, or I'm always shutting down, or I'm kind of falling into kind of disinterest, pulling away. It's a kind of neutrality that allows something new to happen. Because if we are not, if we can see that how we react and how we respond, all the things we add, but we don't add them, and just be very simple, then we're protected from doing stupid things, thinking stupid things. We're just there. And we also are protected from being too intelligent. Because maybe sometimes when we think we know, we understand something, maybe it's a projection, maybe it's an overlay that's on the experience. And maybe a simple knowing is a way of getting out of the way of our experience that allows something deeper to happen, something different to happen than normally can happen if we're either reacting, responding, evaluating, understanding in a more active way. And so one of the possibilities of mindfulness, exactly what mindfulness is it depends on different circumstances, but one of the aspects of it is relying on a kind of knowing that is really simple. A kind of knowing that, as you know, the provocative thing I was saying is that it has no intelligence in it, because we're not engaging or activating with what the experience is, or we're not trying to do anything or make sense of it. We're just there for the experience. And then it's interesting to watch what happens. Sometimes what happens is this can't be it. There has to be more. I need to have something to show for myself, get something, understand something. Or I can't be safe this way. I have to kind of put up shields, or I have to do something, or I have to push away, or I have to you know, think fast or do something to be safe. But just to know, I associate it with maybe different people have different association for what I'm saying. Some people, maybe the association is not so favorable. But for me, my association is a contemplative life. Not contemplative in the sense of contemplating things, but the kind of, what I think of contemplative life, I think of a early morning at dawn, a very still, quiet surface of water, lake surface, and it feels so peaceful to just be there, and that before the day begins and the activity of the day starts up, and nothing has to happen, nothing's happening in a sense yet, but it feels kind of poignant and present and peaceful and kind of free or connected. So this simple knowing has no intelligence in it, but perhaps it's a gift. Perhaps it's a place of to be refreshed and renewed, and a place to discover a certain kind of being at home in this world. To be home, to be feeling connected and here without requiring anything more to happen, not requiring anything more than to know. And if it's not enough just to know in a simple, unintelligent way, just to know, then if you, then this simple knowing becomes a reference point for you to understand clearly why it's not enough, why you think it has to be different. And sometimes it does have to be different. Sometimes we need to activate all kinds of other capacities of attention and understanding and intelligence. It's completely appropriate. But if you always need to be more than just knowing, if you always need to have more and do something, then perhaps there's something really useful to know about yourself. Maybe then you haven't really discovered how to be free. And so this reference point of this unintelligent knowing maybe helps to highlight what's really going on for you. What is the attachment? What is the drive? What is the deep need that's operating in you that's extra, that maybe stands in the way, gets in the way of this contemplative peace that maybe I'm referring to today? So that's about all I have to say. I feel a little bit contemplative today, so I don't feel like saying much. So I hope that's okay. So we have about 15.